Shkoich. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
I missed that, Mort. We continue with the halachos in Perek Mem over here, and or Simen Mem, and so that has to do with everything that washing your hands before bread. And so when a person goes to eat bread, we know there's a well-known halacha that you have to wash your hands. You have to do netilas yadayim, and generally that means you should do, there's an argument, some say you should do two times, one, two, or one, two. Or some say one, two, three, one, two, three, do whatever you want. But I recommend doing two on each side. There is a halacha that the kli, the vessel that you use to wash your hands, there have to be very specific elements to this vessel. And most people, I think, just go to a store or go online in Israel, whatever, and they just buy like a washing cup. But most people don't realize that the cup has to be a minimum size. So, for example, let's say you want to use like a shot glass. You don't have any other cups. You want to use a shot glass to wash your hands. So you cannot use the shot glass to wash your hands because it doesn't hold enough. It has to hold minimally like a revius, which is somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces or so. And usually a shot glass holds like one, maybe it depends how much of the kitted. Okay, fine. 3 ounce minimum. Okay. All right. And so, okay. So that is a requirement to that it should be a certain size. It also should be a cup that doesn't have any holes or cracks. So let's say you have a gorgeous golden washing cup, but it fell on the floor and it cracked versus some plastic, whatever, that's nicely intact. So the plastic cup in that situation would be nicer. It can't have any holes or cracks. People also don't realize that if you're using some sort of like a pitcher, sometimes you really don't have any other options. So you have a pitcher, which means it has a spout at the top to wash your hands. So you should not pour through the spout. You should pour through another side, because when it comes through the spout, then essentially, even though you have this nice big pitcher, the kli, the vessel that you're pouring from, is considered that spout at the top. And since the spout is not large enough to hold 3 to 5 ounces, so you should pour from another part of the top so that it's not going over that spout. What do you call that part? The spout part, okay. Yeah, the spout part, but it should be going over the lip of the other part of the vessel. And finally, there's a question of how much water a person needs to pour on their hands. And there's an amazing statement that comes in the Gemara in Shabbos by Rav Chista. He says, "Ana masai melo chafnai maya v'yave li melo chafnai tivusa." He said, "I would pour a lot of water on my hands, and because I poured a lot of water on my hands, I would get a lot of blessings." And so people think, you know, you just you have to like spit on each hand twice, and then that's enough. This is not enough to just spit on each hand, but rather you should have like a significant amount. And in fact, ideally, you should cover your full hand up to the wrist, and therefore people say that when you go to wash your hands, you should actually hold your hand sort of like with an incline, and so you pour water on your hand, and it should drip down all the way down to the wrist. Do that twice on this side, twice on this side, and you'll be good to go. You'll get the similar blessings to Rav Chista in the Gemara. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Mezek Kaddish Baruch Hu.